There's no shortage of things I wish I understood more. Things that I wish someone could explain the answers to me. And since the title of the series is Explained, I thought I'd share some of my questions with you. These are things I wish would be explained to me. Why can't I lick my elbow? Is GIF pronounced JIF or GIF? Why does the popular vote in America not actually elect the president? Why is Iceland green and Greenland covered in ice? And finally, what happened to Carol Baskin's husband, right? And while I'd love an explanation for these things, it makes me consider something else that perhaps many of us would like explained to us, the Bible. Okay, I know, it doesn't sound as thrilling as the Tiger King and the drama around Carol Baskin, but it can sometimes feel equally as puzzling or confusing. And honestly, certain parts of the Bible sort of read like the Tiger King. But when we really think about it, sometimes the Bible seems as confusing as the American electoral process. If we want to make any sense of it, it really needs to be explained. Most of these things we want explained are things we're interested in, but the problem is that if most of us were honest, when it comes to the Bible, we don't really think or feel anything. Maybe for you, people talk about it like it's life-changing, but when you read it, it doesn't really change anything. You still feel anxious, you still argue with your step-siblings, and you still don't feel great about yourself. So you're left wondering, exactly how is this life-changing? Maybe you've seen or heard people who use the Bible as a way of convincing people that they're wrong. And you're like, why would I get excited about something that's used to talk down to other people? Or maybe the Bible has been explained to you by different people, but they all say different things. What one person says contradicts what the next person says. Yet they both talk with authority like they know the right way to understand the Bible. And because of that, you're left just feeling confused. Some people look at the Bible as a history book. Some use it as a weapon. Some look at it as a cup of coffee, a way to wake up and feel better. Some people read it like it's fiction, and some people act like it's an instruction manual. No wonder we're confused. We're left wondering, what exactly is the purpose of the Bible? What's the point? And what good does it do for us here and now? If I had to guess, I imagine almost all of us have even more questions about the Bible than I just mentioned. And I want you to know that this is a safe place to ask all of them. You don't have to put your doubt, curiosity, or frustration with the Bible aside when you show up here. This is exactly the place where you should feel safe. But even if we feel comfortable asking questions about the Bible, it doesn't make the questions any easier to live with. Plus, not every question has a clear answer. But the hope is that as we take a deeper look at the Bible over the next few weeks, we'll be able to walk away with at least a little bit more of it explained. To start off, the Bible is divided into two big sections. The first, the Old Testament, which is the pre-Jesus section. Second, the New Testament, which is, you guessed it, Jesus and beyond. A lot of people talk about the books of the Bible, but in reality, they're a combination of accounts, letters, and journals. And with that in mind, I want to look at one of the accounts of Jesus's life, which means it was in which part of the Bible? You guessed it, the New Testament. It was written by John, who knew Jesus personally and was one of his disciples. John lived longer than any of Jesus's other disciples. And when he was old, he decided to write down what he remembered about Jesus. He may have been one of the last people living who actually remembered hanging out with Jesus. John started his account not by telling us what happened with Jesus, but instead telling us why it happened. I imagine that John started this way because he was older and had time to think through his experience. John starts his account like this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You may be thinking, this doesn't explain anything. It actually sounds like a riddle. I get it, but give me a minute to try to explain. You see, John was Jewish, just like Jesus. He grew up learning the Jewish scriptures, a lot of what we call the Old Testament. He would have known that God's word was really important in Jewish scriptures. God's word spoke, and all of creation came to be. So God's word was more than just God's spoken words. God's word was his essence. It represented everything about who he is. God's word reflected God himself. And when you and I get to know the Word, ultimately, it's about us getting to know God. Think of it this way. The point of the Bible is to know God better. Then John took it one step further. He said, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." John is referring to Jesus, God, the Word, took on human form and walked the earth. People got to see the glory of God in Jesus. Jesus had been the Word of God long before any ancient letters and poems were written. The words in the Bible are from God, but Jesus is the ultimate message from God. He is the living and breathing Word of God. It all points to Him. His story is the central story. He's what makes everything else make sense. In other words, the biggest job of the Bible is to point us to Jesus. And why does that matter so much? Because Jesus is the best and most perfect representation of God. One Jewish writer who wrote to new Christians explained it this way in a letter that we now call Hebrews. Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. And now in these final days, He has spoken to us through His Son. In the past, God revealed more about Himself through prophets who would then tell the people. The writer here says that Jesus is the best way to see what God is like. And the Bible is the place that helps us understand Jesus' story. When we know Jesus better, we know God better. So when we read the Bible, we need to read it with that one goal in mind, getting to know God by getting to know Jesus. All of the questions that come to mind when we read the Bible are important and necessary to ask. But the biggest answer to the question of what's the point is Jesus. So if you're starting to read the Bible for the first time, or for the first time in a long time, start with Jesus. Start with what He said and what His friends said about Him. Put most of your attention there, because the point of the Bible is to know God better, and Jesus is the best place to start. In fact, let's practice for a minute or two. Let's look at something Jesus said in order to know God better. After we read it, I'm going to give you three helpful questions to think through the verse. In fact, you can use these three questions with any verse you read in the Bible. In a conversation with a religious leader, Jesus was asked which commandment was the greatest. And it was kind of a trap, because the religious leader knew that no matter what Jesus picked as the most important, it would imply that something else was less important. Here's how Jesus answered. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Basically, Jesus says, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. That's what's most important. So knowing that about Jesus, answer these questions. First, what does this teach me about God? If Jesus cared about loving God and loving your neighbor, what does God care about? He cares about love. What do you think that God cares about most? Does that line up with what Jesus says? Is there anything that needs to change in the way I see God? Next question, what does this teach me about me? Another way to ask this question is, what does this teach me about humans in general? Knowing what I learned about God by answering the question above, what can I learn about myself? In this case, it teaches me that God assumes that I love myself. It's part of loving my neighbor, almost like loving me is part of the package deal with loving God and loving others. And the last question, what does this teach me about how I need to live or treat others? We might read the best verse and be so inspired by it, but if we don't know how to take that verse into our day-to-day lives, then it won't do much good. So ask yourself, if I put what I learned into practice, how would that affect the way I treat my mom or stepbrother? What do I need to do differently in light of the fact that Jesus says loving your neighbor is part of the greatest commandment? So recap, what does this teach me about God, myself, and other people? These three questions can help us understand the Bible better. And as we do, we'll get to know God better. And that's the whole point. The Bible helps us know God better. The truth is, even though it doesn't feel like it should be, the Bible can be confusing. But starting with the right idea of the Bible's purpose will help. The point of the Bible is to know God better, and reading about Jesus is the perfect way to do that. So start by reading the Bible with Jesus in mind. Pay attention to the Jesus parts before everything else, and ask questions about what He says. He's your 3D glasses, and He'll make the rest of it clearer. As you change the way you see the Bible, it'll be a good idea to talk with an adult you trust, someone you can bring your questions and thoughts to. In fact, your small group leader may be a great person to go to. This is exactly why we have small groups, to be in a safe space where you can talk about what we're learning and what we're confused about. This week, start reading the letter John wrote. Begin asking the three questions we talked about. Type your thoughts into the note section of your phone and then talk about them with a trusted adult. We can't wait to hear what you learn about God in the process.